From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has criticized Congress for failing to act to stem the flow of illegal immigration, declaring dead a program that protects immigrants brought illegally to the U.S. as children. During the White House Easter egg roll hunt event on Monday, Mr. Trump was asked about those under the now-ended Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program.
The Democrats have really let them down. They've really let them down. They had this great opportunity. The Democrats have really let them down. It's a shame. And now people are taking advantage of DACA, and that's a shame.
Mr. Trump had given Congress until March 6 to resolve the matter, but lawmakers were unable to meet the deadline. A court injunction has kept the program alive for now. Pili Tobar, managing director of the immigrant advocacy group America's Voice.
All he's trying to do right now is assign blame to somebody else. He got rolled in the omnibus negotiations, and now his base is realizing that he hasn't been able to deliver, and so he has to point the finger at somebody, and of course it's going to be Democrats in Mexico and demonize immigrants and others.
Mr. Trump also tweeted Congress must pass border legislation to fully fund a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border and called on Mexico to stop people from entering the U.S. illegally. Winnie Madikizela Mandela, wife of the late South African President Nelson Mandela, died Monday at age 81. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said she leaves behind a huge legacy.
We grew up watching how she was conducting herself as she resisted the worst type of terrible torture from the apartheid regime.
An official memorial service is to be held for her April 11th, followed by a national funeral on April 14th. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he has suspended an agreement with the UN to relocate thousands of African migrants, a plan that would also have kept about half in Israel. American University Assistant Professor Guy Ziv said Mr. Netanyahu faced a political revolt.
It would just encourage others to take advantage of Israel's hospitality and come there illegally and stay there indefinitely. So there's definitely some backlash among primarily the right among his base.
Most of the immigrants had come from Eritrea and Sudan. The four-term prime minister under a legal cloud, currently under police investigation in three separate corruption cases. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has been reelected for a second four-year term after winning 97% of the vote in last week's ballot. He expressed his appreciation of and respect for the voters for what they have given to Egypt. Turnout, however, was less than for his first election victory in 2014 at 41% compared to 47% 4 years ago. Mr. el-Sisi had been virtually guaranteed re-election with only a token challenge from a single opponent who was a Sisi supporter. The UN has disputed claims by Morocco that the Polisario Front carried out incursions into the buffer zone in the contested Western Sahara. Rabat, which annexed the land in 1975, claimed fighters had entered it in recent days and set up tents. In Yemen, a Saudi-led coalition airstrike Monday killed at least 14 people in the coastal town of Hodeidah. The coalition said it was targeting Houthi rebels. Witnesses say the strike targeted a home sheltering displaced civilians in an area controlled by rebels. Local resident Mohammed Abbas said he was home having breakfast when the coalition hit a nearby apartment building. That was followed by a second strike. The coalition said an investigation is underway. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe plans to meet President Donald Trump later this month at the Mar-a-Lago, Florida resort to discuss North Korea ahead of a planned Korean summit April 27th. Mr. Trump also has accepted a North Korean proposal to meet leader Kim Jong-un possibly in May. Another major sell-off on Wall Street Monday that hit technology shares hard and amid growing worries of a U.S.-China trade war. David Spica is president of Guidestone Capital Management.
Last year was clearly a risk-on mode where nothing phased investor confidence. But this year, things are starting to impact investors. I think the market's starting to realize that you can lose money in stocks.
The benchmark Dow Jones shed nearly 460 points to 23,644. The NASDAQ composite, which tracks the technology industry, lost nearly 3%. In U.S. collegiate basketball, Villanova defeated the University of Michigan 79-62 to claim the national championship held in San Antonio, Texas, late Monday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.